friends. How are you today? My name is Dylan. Thank you so much for tuning into Life in a Van today. Today's episode is titled, Van Life. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Sportsmobile West is one of many companies that convert vans and turn sprinters into customized campers for professionals and adventurers, including professional adventurers. The company still mainly serves retirees and baby boomers who want a travel trailer or class a motorhome much larger than a sprinter, but with the rise of the road, living millennials, the vehicle manufactured by the same company that is also responsible for the popular sports cars has become the vehicle of choice for many of these people and their families. The biggest challenge for the company is the rapidly growing clientele who have to take to the streets and gear up to live full-time. Many of these people have created a fulfilling way of life, living in a van or camper van, earning time and money while they are on the road. Are you interested in traveling the world in a motorhome or motorhome, but do not know if you are finished or need to dip your toe? I even find the purchase of a cheap motorhome exciting, so I chose and bought a coach. The blog Van Life in Crisis is a blog about life to the fullest, time on the road and building a van with tips and adventures. The blog Van Life in Crisis, and is the first of its kind in the world and a great resource for those interested. Vanwives, Jasmine and Crystal are a Canadian couple living in a self-converted sprinter van. It is a young couple who want to travel the world with their dog in a camper. Learn how to build your own motorhome and what it feels like to live on the road in this comprehensive guide. Read the stories of successful vandals and learn how to build a van in our guide to the best tips and tricks for building a DIY van. In Bed in Paradise, learn how to build your van with the help of a professional construction company, site manager and DIY tools and materials. Combi Life's blog, we are proud to film and produce unique adventures and travel projects shot and produced by nomadic explorers and explorers. A few modern nomads who spend their time on the road, meet each other and take their lives to a new level with the van. Vandals live this lifestyle, seeking freedom, self-sufficiency and mobility without paying for conventional inpatient accommodation, while for others it can be a step above life on the street or in a shelter. They live a life driven by passion, whether it is a journey from one place to another or a journey of discovery, adventure and discovery. The idealized version of it was popularized on social media with the hashtag #vanlife, and it's a popular conversation topic in the United States. Although the term, vandalism, implies living in a van, many types of vehicles can be used for permanent mobile homes, including a school bus known as a SULI. Even SUVs and large estate cars can live long-term, and like the vehicles we inhabit, there are vanlifers of all shapes and sizes. We met people who live part-time and retired so they have a little home and adventure on the road. There are those who adopt a digital nomadic lifestyle and travel the planet on long road trips. Some are full-time travelers, and others are weekend fighters who are part of a small group of people on a long-term road trip. Getting out of the van is a fantastic way to see the world and we love sharing it with everyone. Your screens are flooded with images of idyllic parking spots, scenic views, beautiful scenery, fantastic food and drink options and much more. We encourage people to challenge society's norms, to escape their comfort zones and to live a minimalist lifestyle of passion, determination and happiness. We want to bring the community of van drivers closer together and inspire others to live on the road. The blog Outbound Living was founded to share the experiences of nomads living van lives. The nomadic lifestyle has become more popular in recent years, with the rise of the Marie Kondo-inspired minimalism movement and the emergence of a new generation of nomads. Elena Ann, 38, has been out and about alone for most of the past 8 years. After 7 months of traveling, she decided to try out the van life full-time and live in a van. People are sometimes surprised to learn that Anne travels mostly alone, but she says her friends and family have been very supportive of her decision to live and travel in the van. This is all for today, friends. My name is Dylan and this was episode 1 of Life in a Van. See you next time.